إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ولا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. ما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وشر الأمور محدثاتها فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. Continuing with the قصص الأنبياء, the second part of the story of Yusuf عليه الصلاة والسلام, we have reached a verse where Allah سبحانه وتعالى mentions when Mar'at al-Aziz, the wife of Aziz, tried to seduce Yusuf alayhi salatu salam. And then Yusuf, when Aziz came into the room, after she had closed all the doors to try to seduce Yusuf, when Aziz, her husband, came in, and then she pointed the finger at Yusuf alayhi salatu salam, as though he was the one who tried to seduce her. And then Yusuf said, قَالَ هِيَ رَوَدَتْنِي عَنْ نَفْسِي. She was the one, it was her that sought to seduce me. وَشَهِدَ شَاهِدٌ مِّنْ أَهْلِهَا. And a witness of her household bore witness, saying, إِنْ كَانَ قَمِيسُهُ قُدَّمٍ قُبُلٍ فَصَدَقَتْ وَهُوَ مِنَ الْكَاذِبِينَ. That if it be that his shirt is torn from the front, then her tale is true and he is the liar. But if it be that his shirt is torn from the back, then she has told a lie and he is speaking the truth. So when he, meaning Aziz, her husband, saw Yusuf's shirt, it was torn from the back. And her husband said, surely it is a plot of you women. Certainly mighty is your plot. قَالَ إِنَّهُ مِنْ كَيْدِكُنْ إِنَّ كَيْدَكُنَّ عَظِيمٌ. And this is important, wallahi, for each and every one of us to be careful. There's so many benefits in the Sharia with regards not being alone with women, the khalwa. And also in the Sharia regarding guarding the gaze, in the Sharia regarding guarding the private parts, guarding the tongue. The Prophet ﷺ said, مَنْ يَضْمُنْ لِي مَا بَيْنَ لِحْيَيْهِ وَمَا بَيْنَ رِجْلَيْهِ أَضْمُنْ لَهُ الْجَنَّةِ. Whoever guards between his jaws and between his legs, I guarantee him paradise. First starts with the look, then the touch, and then it goes into that which is even more unlawful. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلَا تَقْرَبُ الزِّنَا. He didn't say, لَا تَزْنِي. وَلَا تَقْرَبُ الزِّنَا. Don't even come close to it. Because if you come close to it, most cases you'll end up falling into it. In most cases, you will end up falling into it. So, إِنَّ كَيْدَ كُنَّ عَظِيمٌ. What does Shaykh Sa'd rahimahullah say about this? About their plots are mighty, if you like. That indeed the women, their plots are mighty. And the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself said, when a woman goes out of the house, استشرفها الشيطان, then shaitan, he beautifies her for the people. The fact that she's gone out, then he makes the people look at her, he makes the people desire her, and so on. Yeah, he calls them to their whims and desire. So when a woman goes out, she should go out without perfume. She shouldn't go out beautifying herself, alluring the men. Rather, she goes out with hishma, with shyness, and shyness, all of it is good. إن كيدكن عظيم. شيخ السعد رحمه الله، وهل أعظم من هذا الكيد الذي برأت به نفسها مما أرادت؟ What is greater than this? She freed herself from the blame. She was the one who tried to allure him, and then she excused herself from the blame. وفعلت ورمت به ورمت به نبي الله يوسف عليه الصلاة والسلام. So what more can be of a greater plot than this? ثم إن سيدها لما تحقق الأمر. But her husband Aziz, when he realized the reality of the situation, he said, يوسف أعرض عن هذا أي أترك الكلام فيه. So leave the speech regarding this. He defended him. ولا تذكره لأحد. Don't mention it to anyone. طلبا للستر عن أهلي. Seeking to hide the fault of his wife. نعم. اللهم استرنا. From Allah's names is الستير. That he is the one who conceals the faults. So that which you have between you and Allah, that which is done between closed doors, it's an error, it's a mistake. We always ask Allah, and yasturana, that He conceals our faults. No one's perfect. But look how Aziz is saying to Yusuf, don't tell anyone about it. Yusuf, أعرض عن هذا. Don't talk about it. Because he wanted to conceal the fault of his wife. He wanted to conceal. And the common mistake that many people make is they say, Ya Satir. They say, Ya Satir. And they call upon a Satir, but Satir is not from Allah's names. Sitr means to conceal. Satir is not from Allah's names. Rather, we have been taught to say Sittir. And this you can find it as well from Shaykh Albani, rahimullah. One time, Na'am, he was in a car, and the car was, basically, the tire blew, and it was about to crash. And it was rolling, and then the person said, who was driving, he said, Ya Satir! And Shaykh Albani, rahimahullah, while the car is rolling and is going around, imagine it's about to crash, could die, he says, don't say Satir, say Sittir. Sittir is his name. This shows you the ulama, alhamdulillah, they clarify the correct belief, they clarify also the aqidah sahiha with regards to Allah's beautiful names and attributes. So even in that situation, the great scholar al-muhaddith al-allama Shaykh al-Bani rahimahullah is correcting the mistake. And then he said, "Staghfiri ayyuhat al-mar'ah." Then he called her to seek forgiveness for what she has done. "Lidambik innaki kunti min al-khati'in." Indeed, you are from the ones who are upon error, or the ones who are upon error. Then he said, after that, and the women in the city said, the wife of Aziz is seeking to seduce her slave. So the word came out. Allahu musta'an, this is usually the case. Trying to conceal something, quieten the situation down, the word goes out. There's always somebody wanting to cause fitna. There's always somebody out there you find listening to shaitan, trying to spread evil. And you see that with many nammameen, tail carriers. They just love it. They love to talk, they love to spread mischief upon the earth. So anyway, the word came out. And indeed, she loves him violently. They said that, oh, she loves him violently. Verily, we see her in plain error. So when she heard of their accusation, she sent for them and prepared a banquet for them. She gave each one a knife to cut the foodstuff with. And she said to Yusuf, alayhi salam, come out before them. When they saw him, they exulted at his beauty. This is subhanAllah. حاشا لله. They said حاشا لله. Sorry. ما هذا بشرا إن هذا إلا ملك كريم. How perfect is Allah. يعني they said حاشا لله. No man is this. This is none other than a noble angel. And on this, Shaykh عبد الرحمن السعدي رحمه الله, he says كان هذا القول منهم مكرا ليس المقصود به مجرد اللوم لها والقدح فيها. Rather, this, he says, was a plot from them. It wasn't actually for them. It wasn't. They didn't intend by saying this to blame her or to slander her. وإنما أردنا أن يتوصلنا بهذا الكلام ila ru'yati. Ah, so this was beforehand. Beforehand, they, when they spread the news, they didn't actually spread that news in order to blame her. They only spread the news so they can see him. Because now, the word is spread that she's doing this to her, she did this to her servant. So we want to see what he looks like. You see, some people, curiosity, they say, kill the cat. Some people just always want to know more. They want to enter into that which doesn't concern them. So they want to find out more. So that is actually when they said, when they spread that, she is, she seduced her slave. Let's read on. And it was sunnah bi hadha al-kalam ila ru'yati Yusuf alladhi futinat bihi, because she was trialed by him, and so they want to see him. They want to see him. لتتحقق المرأة العزيز وتريهن إياه ليعذرنها. Then the wife of Aziz wants to do that banquet in order for them to excuse her for what she had done. So she called them to her house as guests, and she prepared that place where they're going to meet. Now, with delicious food, and she's doing all of that just to show that she can free herself from that blame, or at least to show them. And this is somebody who is actually, like we've never seen before. وَآتَتْ كُلَّ وَاحِدٍ. She gave each one a knife. And that is so that they can cut the food, not actually to cut their hands. But that is what they did in the end, because when they saw him, how beautiful he was, they ended up cutting their hand or their fingers. So, but she gave them a knife to cut the food, for the food. وَقَالَتْ لِيُوسُفْ, and she said to Yusuf, أُخْرُجْ عَلَيْهِمْ, come out to them. فِي حَالِتِ جَمَالِهِ وَبَهَائِهِ, in his beauty and in his, na'am, in his handsomeness, handsome nature. فَلَمَّا رَأَيْنَهُ أَكْبَرْنَاهُ, when they saw him, they said, Allahu Akbar. أي أعظمنا. They were so amazed by his beauty. Na'am. They never seen any beauty like that before. And because of the amazement, they cut their hands with the same knives that they were given by the wife of Aziz. They said, Hasha lillah. تنزيها لله سبحان الله. It's as if they say سبحان الله حاشا لله ما هذا بشرا إن هذا إلا ملك كريم وذلك أن يوسف أعطي من الجمال. Why? Because Yusuf was given beauty, نعم, with light and illumination and beauty and handsomeness, نعم, which in reality was a sign in itself and a miracle from Allah in itself. Then Shaykh al-Sa'd رحمه الله continues, he said, فَلَمَّا تَقَرَّرْنَا عِنْدَهُنَّ جَمَالُ يُوسُفُ الظَّاهِرُ. So when it was apparent to them the beauty of the of Yusuf عليه الصلاة والسلام, وَعَجَبْنَهُنَّ غَايَةً, and they actually loved him, liked him so much. And وَظَهَرَ مِنْهُنَّ مِنَ الْعُذُرِ لِمْرَأَةِ الْعَزِيزِ. And then what was apparent for them from them is that they made excuse for the wife of Aziz, that look how beautiful he is, and شَيْءٌ كَثِيرٌ. أرادت أن تريّنه جماله الباطن بالعفة التامة. Then the wife of Aziz wanted to show them the beauty, not just the outward beauty of Yusuf عليه الصلاة والسلام, but the inward beauty of Yusuf عليه الصلاة والسلام, and that is his innocence. And that is his innocence. ولقد راودته عن نفسه فاستعصم. أي imtana. So she, when she wanted to seduce him, he kept away. وَهِيَّ مُقِيمَ عَلَى مُرَاوَدَتِهِ, and she was persistent in trying to seduce him, in trying to lead him astray, in trying to lead him to do haram. She was persistent. She was not actually affected by the time lapse and so on. She just consistent. She was consistent in having that mahabba for him. وَشَوْقًا وَقَلَقًا. She had this shawq, this persistent love, this persistent want. And she was uneasy. She wanted to reach him. وَلِهَادَ قَالَتْ لَهُ بِحَضْرَتِهِنْ. This is why she said to him, while they were present, لَإِنْ لَمْ يَفْعَلْ مَا آمُرُهُ لَيَسْجُنَنَّ وَلَيَكُونَ مِنَ الصَّاغِرِينَ. If he doesn't fulfill what I call him to, then I'm going to prison him and I'm going to debase him, make him humiliated. لِيَلْتَجِئَ بِهَذَا الْوَعِيدِ إِلَى حُصُولِ مَقْصُودِهَا مِنَ. So look at that. All of that and Yusuf alayhi salam. So first it wasn't enough that is in front, that Aziz came and saw what he saw. It wasn't enough. She persistently continued, subhanAllah, even in front of the other women. فَعِنْدَ ذَلِكَ اَعْتَصَمَ يُوسُفْ بِرَبِّهِ. And at that time, Yusuf sought protection from his Lord. وَاسْتَعَانَ بِهِ عَلَىٰ كَيْدِهِنْ. And he sought help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from their plots. So it wasn't just her that was trying to seduce him. The rest of them wanted to seduce him. Subhanallah. And Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, قَالَ رَبِّي السجن أحب إلي مما يدعونني إليه. He said, oh my Lord, the prison is more beloved to me than what they call me to, what they call me to. So they were all calling him to haram. Ya Abdullah, it's only a few days patience. Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah said, Ya نفس ما هي إلا صبر أيام كأن مدتها أضغاث أحلام. Its extent is like a few dreams. Ya نفس جوز يعني الدنيا مبادرة. Go quickly, oh my soul, go quickly through this life. فَإِنَّ الْعِيشَةَ قُدَّمَا. For the real life lies ahead of it. The real life lies ahead of it. Guard one's chastity. We must guard ourselves and protect ourselves from haram. Shaitan is there, wanting to allure us, and to lead us astray. But if we are patient, and if we are strong and firm, and call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these times, in times of difficulty, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there for us. And he said, وَهَذَا يَدُلُّ عَلَىٰ أَنَّ النِّسْوَةَ جَعَلْنَا يُشِرْنَا عَلَىٰ يُوسُفْ. So not only was the wife of Aziz wanted him to seduce him, the rest of them wanted to seduce him. فِي مُطَاوَعَةِ سَيِّدَتِهِ. And not only that, they wanted him to accept from Ra'atul Aziz, from the wife of Aziz, what she called him to. وَجَعَلْنَا يَكِدْنَا فِي ذَلِكَ. And they plotted as well regarding that. فَاسْتَحَبَّ السِّجْنُ وَالْعَذَابُ. And he sought to be imprisoned and to be punished. وَالدُّنْيَوِي نَعَمْ عَلَى اللَّذَّةِ حَاضِرَةٍ تُوجِبُ الْعَذَابَ الشَّدِيدُ. And he sought that, and that what she threatened him with, نَعَمْ, regards to be punished in the dunya over the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is a grievous punishment in the akhirah. وَإِلَّا تَصْرِفْ عَنِّي كَيْدَهُنْ أَصْبُ إِلَيْهِنْ. And he said, oh Allah, if you don't protect me from their plots and plans, then I will أَصْبُ إِلَيْهِمْ. أَصْبُ إِلَيْهِمْ. He will be lured and wet and go astray. So he called upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he didn't want to be from the jahileen. He didn't want to be from the ignorant ones. He said that I will feel inclined towards them and be of those who commit sin and deserve blame of those who do deeds of the ignorant. So he didn't want to fall into that. And he preferred a sijn, ahabbu ilayh. The imprisonment is more beloved to me. قَالَ رَبِّ سِجْنُ أَحَبُّ إِلَيْهِ مَا يَدْعُونَنِي إِلَيْهِ وَإِلَّا تَصْرِفْ عَنِّي كَيْدَهُنْ أَصْبُ إِلَيْهِنْ وَأَكُمْ مِنَ الْجَاهِلِينَ. Wallahi, this is jahl, ignorance, that you fall to your desires. You fall to following your sins. لِأَنَّهُ آثَرَ لَدَّهُ قَلِيلًا وَاللَّهِ. It's a little short period of time of what? Of desires, fulfillment of desires. Laddat mutata. Instead of following that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has called you to, and that which will give you of laddat mutatabi'at, of enjoyment, and bliss, continuous bliss, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you fi jannatin na'im. So what, you're going to waste your life for a short period of time for what Allah has prepared for you? Waman آثر هذا على هذا فمن أجهل منه. So whoever chooses this small, short,
desire of the dunya, and he leaves the bliss, the prolonged, everlasting bliss of the akhirah. Really, what can be more ignorant than that?
فَإِنَّ الْعِلْمُ وَالْعَقَلْ يَدْعُ إِلَىٰ تَقْدِيمِ أَعْظَمَ الْمَصْلَحَتَيْنِ.
Because not the same intellect of a person, and knowledge of a person, the wisdom of a person, calls you and me to choose the best, not to choose the worst. So what is the best?
وَالْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ أَبْقَى.
The hereafter is better and everlasting.
وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا لَعِبٌ وَلَهُ.
What is this life but play and amusement?
وَلَلْدَّارُ الْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ لِلَّذِينَ يَتَّقُونَ.
And the abode of the hereafter is better for the pious. أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ.
Don't you reflect? وَيُؤْثِرُ مَا كَانَ مَحْمُودَ الْعَاقِبَةِ.
And it will bring about that which is praiseworthy end if you are patient.
فَاسْتَجَابَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ. So his Lord answered his call. فَصَرَفَ عَنْهُ كَيْدَهُنْ.
And he kept their plots away from him. And he allowed him, or he willed that he would go to prison. For indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is hearer, all hearer, all knower, in that which we call him, in yani for, to protect us from haram, to protect us from sins. And he was imprisoned. And in prison, he met those individuals who had a dream. And we'll go through that, which is the next section of the story. And they entered with him two young men in prison. One of them said, "Verily, I saw myself in a dream pressing wine." The other said, "Verily, I saw myself in a dream carrying bread on my head, and birds were eating thereof." They said, "Inform us of the interpretation of this. Verily, we think you are one of the muhsineen." Allahu Akbar. One who is from the muhsinun, yani the righteous ones, those who have ihsan. Allahu Akbar. Then he said here, Shaykh al-Sa'di rahimullah, he said here regarding this, أي من أهل الإحسان إلى الخلق, because they saw from the good of him, so they considered to be from the good, righteous people. فأحسن إلينا في تعبير رؤيانا. So tell us, and be righteous to us, and tell us what our dreams constitute, and what it mean. He said, "No food will come to you in wakefulness or in dream as your provision, but I will inform you. I will inform you in wakefulness its interpretation before it," meaning before the food comes. "This is of that which my Lord has taught me. Verily, I have abandoned the religion of a people that believe not in Allah and are disbelievers in the hereafter." So he's telling them, first and foremost, إِنِّي تَرَكْتُ مِلَّةَ قَوْمٍ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ. Look, before he even answers them, he's telling them, this is what Allah has given me, that I'm able to. But first and foremost, why is the reason? Because I left what my people were doing upon shirk. I left the shirk that they were upon. So Allah raised him because of what? Tawheed. Allah raised him because of ikhlas. Allah raised him because he was righteous. So he's telling them that this is not from me. Look how humble he is. It's not from me that I'm able to interpret from myself, but rather it's from Allah, and because of believing Allah correctly. So ya Abdullah, believe in Allah correctly. Allah will raise you. Be sincere, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you good in this life and the hereafter. And then here, Shaykh al-Sa'di rahimullah, he said, "Ay hada min ilmi Allah." So what I'm going to tell you is actually from the knowledge of Allah. Isn't that which Allah taught me, and that which He gave me as a favor, because I left what the people were upon. وَالْتَرْكُ كَمَا يَكُونُ لِلْدَاخِلِ فِي شَيْءٍ ثُمَّ يَنْتَقِلُ عَنْهُ يَكُونُ لِمَنْ لَمْ يَدْخُلْ فِيهِ أَصْلًا. So tark means, is that when somebody was amongst a people, and then he left. That's what tark means here. It means that actually, he was there amongst the people, but he left what they were upon. This is what tark means. فَلَا يُقَلْ إِنَّ يُوسُفْ كَانَ مِنْ قَبْلُ عَلَى غِيرٍ. So it's not to be said that Yusuf was from other than the millah of Ibrahim. No, it just means that he was amongst them, but he was upon tawheed, and he left what they were upon. Not that he was upon what they were upon. وَاتَّبَعْتُ مِلَّةَ آبَائِ إِبْرَاهِيمُ وَإِسْحَاقُ وَيَعْقُوبَ. And I followed, he said, the path of my forefathers, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, Ishaq alayhi salatu wasalam, and Yaqub, his father. ثم فسر تلك الملة. Then he explained what that millah is, that path is. So he's giving them da'wah. They ask for him a favor, he's giving them da'wah first. He's calling them to tawheed first. ما كان لنا أي ما ينبغي, not befitting, لا يليق بنا أن نشرك بالله من شيء, that we commit shirk with Allah in anything. بل نفرد الله بالتوحيد, rather we single Allah out with tawheed. ونخلص له الدين والعبادة, and we make sincere our deen towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our way towards Allah and worship. ذلك من فضل الله علينا وعلى الناس. That is the blessing of Allah upon us and upon the people. أي عادة من أفضل مننه. This is from the best of his blessings. Yes, he may give you cars. Allah may bless you with a house. Allah may bless you with all dunya. And he gives that to Muslims as well as non-Muslims. But your deen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's the greatest blessing he can give you. Sincerity, and give you protection away from sharr. فَإِنَّهُ لَا أَفْضَلْ مِنْ مِنَّةِ اللَّهِ. There's nothing better than the minnah of Allah. The minnah of Allah. And that is to recognize and to worship Him alone. Allah isn't benefit better than that. Alhamdulillah, we're not worshipping animals. We're not worshipping creation. We don't call upon Jesus. We don't call upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We don't call upon any of them. We call upon Allah. Allah, that is a fadl from Allah. He has raised you and me to be upon that. But the question is, are we guaranteed to die upon that? No. We're not guaranteed to die upon that. And that's why we have to be careful. Protect our hearts from transgression. Protect our hearts from sin. Protect our hearts from shirk. Ibrahim alayhi salam is afraid to fall into shirk. Huh? What did he say? Rabbi jibni wa baniya an na'bud al-asnam. Protect me and my progeny from worshipping idols. Fearing to fall into shirk. So who can be safe after the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam? After Ibrahim alayhi salam himself fearing that he fall into shirk. Who can be safe? That's Ibrahim, Hanifa Musliman, wa ma kana min al-mushrikeen. So whoever is blessed with this tawheed, to worship Allah, then wallahi he's from the grateful ones. And then Allah said afterwards, walakin akthar an-nas la yashkurun. Most of man are ungrateful. Most of man are ungrateful. They turn away. They are ungrateful. Allah gives them and He gives them and He gives them, and they turn away. They give their worship to other than Allah. They rely upon other than Allah. They call upon other than Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, na'am, raised you and me for what? For with taqwa. Not because of your color, of your skin, or your culture, or your language you speak, or how tall and how wide, or how eloquent you are in your speech. Allah raised you and me because of what? Taqwa. That is the raise. And He will debase me and you because of what? Adam at taqwa, not having taqwa. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He makes us of the muttaqeen, to make a barrier between us and the haram, to make a barrier between us and Jahannam. Make the distance of the hellfire far away from us, the distance of the heavens and the earth, the difference between the east and the west. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep it far away from us, Ya Rab, and make us closer to paradise. Get us, enter us into paradise. Jannat al-Firdaus, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Make us of the grateful ones. Wa la in shakartum la azidannakum. And if you are grateful, I'll give you more. And if you are ungrateful, my punishment is severe. So don't follow the masses. Allah said, قَلِيلٌ مِنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورِ. Few of my slaves are grateful. It's not because the majority are upon a way, then you follow. The Prophet ﷺ said, لَا تَكُنْ إِمْعَةً إِنْ أَحْسَنَ النَّاسَ أَحْسَنْتُمْ وَإِنْ أَسَاءَ النَّاسَ أَسَأْتُمْ. Don't be a blind follower. Don't be a sheep. If the people are good, I'm good. If the people are bad, I'm bad. Don't be a sheep. Like all these people, look at them, going out like sheep. Headless chickens going out to buy a Christmas tree. Sheep! What has the Christmas tree got to do with Jesus Christ? Alayhi salatu salam. What has the reindeer got to do with Jesus Christ? What has Father Christmas got to do with Jesus Christ? Alayhi salatu salam. Sheep! Wallahi! Sheep! Even worse than sheep. Why? Because at least a sheep doesn't have intellect. You have intellect and you still follow in like you are. Huh? Blind follower. What is this? And you see them rushing. Rushing! Huh? To celebrate Christmas. which was a pagan festival anyway, on the 25th of December. They used to worship the sun, meaning the sun god. The pagans used to worship the sun god. Why don't people ask? Why don't people inquire? The people are always going to stay sheep all their lives? All their lives are going to stay like that? No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls, always tells us, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَفَكَّرُونَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَذَكَّرُونَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَفَكَّرُونَ لَعَلَّكُمْ That you may ponder, that you may reflect, that you may be reminded, that you may use your intellect, sane intellect, and see around you, look around you. You can see people are sheep. Most of man do not know. وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ Most of mankind are ungrateful. لا تجد أكثر الناس ولا حرصت بمؤمنين. You will not find most of mankind, even if you try to be true believers. So then he said to him, then Yusuf now is going to interpret their dream. Ya صاحبي السجن, and he called them. After he gave them da'wah to tawheed, he said, Ya صاحبي السجن, O two companions of the prison. And this is just before he's telling them the dream. Allahu Akbar. Look how beautiful this verse is. Ya sahibay sijin, a arbabun mutafarriquna khayrun am Allahu al-wahid al-qahhar? Are the many different gods better, or Allah, the one who is the irresistible? That is a beautiful verse. So just before he's given the interpretation, he still continued to call it the tawheed. Use your sane intellect and reflect. أَأَرْبَابٌ عَاجِزَةٌ ضَعِيفَةٌ أَرْبَابٌ Those you call upon other than Allah, which are weak, which are deficient, they're not able to bring about harm. They're not able to repel harm from you, nor are they able to bring about unconditional benefit to you. And they're not able to give or withhold, except by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at these people worshipping trees. Look at these people worshipping stones. Those who worshipping angels, those who worshipping the dead, calling upon the dead, and the different types of worships that they have, and deities that they set up, these polytheists. Who's better? أَتِلْكَ خَيْرٌ أَمِ اللَّهِ Are they better? Or is it Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? لَوْ صِفَاتُ الْكَمَالِ Who has complete attributes that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has described himself with. الْوَاحِدُ الْقَهَارِ The one who is the one, the unique, who deserves to be worshipped alone, Al-Qahhar, the irresistible, you can't escape his kingdom. You see, they said that Jack O'Lantern on 31st of October, he escaped Allah. He never went to Jannah, paradise nor hell. He's floating around and he comes back on the 31st of October giving people life after they did. That's why they all come out as zombies wearing skeleton costumes. Jack is supposed to have given them life, and they just said, let's have a good time. Without actually looking into the detail about who this Jack is and what's the purpose of this pumpkin that they make on the 31st of October, our children in schools making these pumpkins. I remember back in the days, that's what they used to tell us to do. Get this pumpkin and put a candle inside, and therefore Jack all of a sudden is back. Huh? Jack is back. Huh? Sabah salama. And in the end, is shirk al-rububiyyah, claiming that this Jack brings people to life. Allah is the one who gives you life. Allah is the one who causes you to die. Yuhyi wa yumit. Subhanallah. Allah is the irresistible, the one who no one can escape his kingdom. So they claim that this individual escaped. No, he didn't escape. He didn't escape Allah. Everyone returns back to Allah. Wa anna maraddana ila Allah. And our return is to Allah. فَسَتَذْكُرُونَ مَا أَقُولُ لَكُمْ You will remember what I'm saying to you. فَسَتَذْكُرُونَ مَا أَقُولُ لَكُمْ وَأُفَوِّذُ أَمْرِي لِلَّهِ And I leave my affair with Allah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَصِيرٌ بِالْعِبَادِ Allah is all seer over his servants. Seeing everything. Not a leaf falls except that Allah knows where it's fallen. SubhanAllah. So look at that. He's giving him da'wah. Continuing to give him da'wah. Who can go against his authority? Who can go against his command? If you can, then stop yourself getting old. You can't. You were born a baby, huh? And you were weak, crawling. You can't even talk. You can't even walk. And you have to be fed. And the same thing is going to happen to you when you get older. You get 60, 70. 80 years old, if you reach that age, then you will go back to ardalil umur, back to the weakness in time, a weakness situation where your body is in need of others to help you eat, maybe even to go to the toilet, Allah forbid. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min su'il kibr. Allah, we seek refuge in having evil, in having old age where you're not able to fulfill the basic needs. Allah, we seek refuge from that. And the Prophet said, you should seek refuge from that. So therefore, who is better? ما تعبدون من دونه إلا أسماء سميتموها أنتم وآباؤكم. That which you call, you worship, is just names that you and your forefathers have invented. ما أنزل الله بها من سلطان. Allah subhanahu does not sit down any of it with authority. O two companions of the prison, now he mentions to them, as for one of you, he as a servant will pour out wine for his king or master to drink, and as for the other, he will be crucified and birds will eat from his head. Thus is the case judged concerning which you both did inquire. And he said to the one whom he knew to be saved, mention me to your Lord, i.e. your king, so as to get me out of prison. This is the one who was supposedly going to be saved, but he forgot. But the shaitan made him forget to mention to his Lord, Na'am, or his king, about Yusuf. So shaitan made him forget. And how many times he makes us forget. And that's why we continue. Remember Allah, keep shaitan at bay. He makes us forget. You know when he comes? He comes when you're about to pray. And you start reminding you of things that you're supposed to, that you couldn't remember when you were, before praying. So he said he causes you to remember, to forget the remembrance of Allah, so as to ask for his help instead for others. So Yusuf a.s. stayed in a prison for a few more years. And then he goes on to the king of Egypt. He had a dream. Verily I saw in a dream 7 fat cows, whom 7 lean ones were devouring, and 7 green ears of corn, and 7 others dry. O notables, explain to me my dream, if it be that you can interpret dreams. They said, mixed up false dreams, and we are not skilled in the interpretation of dreams. Then the man who was released, he remembered at length after many years and said, I will tell you of its interpretation, so send me forth. He said, O Yusuf, the man of truth, explain to us the dream of 7 fat cows, whom 7 lean ones were devouring, and 7 green ears of corn, and 7 others dry, that I may return to the people and that they may know. Yusuf a.s. said, for 7 consecutive years you shall sow as usual, and that the harvest which you reap, you shall leave it in the earth, all except a little of it, which you may eat. Then will come after that 7 hard years, which will devour what you have laid by in advance for them, all except a little, and that which you have guarded, means stored. Then thereafter will come a year in which the people will have abundant rain, and in which they will press, yani the harvest. And the king said, bring him to me. But when the messenger came to Yusuf ﷺ said, return to your Lord and ask him what happened to the women. He still is afraid. He's afraid to fall into sin. Asijnu ahabu ilayya, he said, didn't he? That prison is more beloved to me. So now when the king says, bring him to me, he's still afraid. He still wants protection. He says, what happened to the women who cut their hands? Surely my Lord is knower of their plot. The king said to the women, what was your affair when you did seek to seduce Yusuf? The women said, Allah forbid. No evil we know against him. The wife of Aziz said, now the truth has manifest to all. It was I who sought to seduce him, and he was surely of the truthful. Then Yusuf asked, I asked for his inquiry in order that he, Aziz, may know that I betrayed him not in his absence, and verily Allah guides not the plot of the betrayers. And this section here, Shaykh al-Sa'di, rahimahullah, he says, it shows you that in the end, الْعَاقِبَةُ الْمُتَّقِينَ, that the end result is for the pious. And you be patient. Let the people say what they want to say. Let them slander you. Let them say and tell carry and lie and cheat and do what they like and deceive the people. But be patient. الْعَاقِبَةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. In the end, the truth will be for the pious ones. The truth will be, and Allah will defend and bring the truth out. قُلْ جَاءَ الْحَقِّ وَزَهَقَ الْبَاطِلِ
إِنَّ الْبَاطِلَ كَانَ زَهُوقًا. Truth has come and falsehood has perished. Falsehood will always perish. It will never succeed. Let them lie and let them cheat and let them spread mischief upon the earth. In the end, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will defend you and aid you. And He will deal with the oppressors. Ya Latif, Ya Latif, Ya Latif. أَعِنَّ عَلَى الظَّالِمِينَ. Oh Allah, help us upon the oppressors. Those who oppress the ulama, those who oppress the righteous. Allah, inna alayhim ya arhamar rahimin. Allahumma ashghilhum bi anfusihim. Oh Allah, occupy them with themselves. Allahumma ashghilhum bi anfusihim. Oh Allah, occupy them with themselves. And then Yusuf alayhi salatu salam continued, he said, Uma ubarri'u nafsi. And I free not myself from blame. Verily, the human self is inclined to evil, except when my Lord bestows His mercy. Verily, my Lord is oft forgiven, most merciful. وَمَا أُبَرِّئُ نَفْسِي إِنَّ النَّفْسَ لَأَمَّارَةٌ بِالسُّوءِ إِلَّا مَا رَحِمَ رَبِّي. So look, he's afraid that his soul may be inclined or may fall into sin, and he's scared. So he's asked about those women. And the king said, bring him to me, that I may attach him to my person. Meaning make him close one of the close ones. Then when he spoke to him, he said, verily this day you are with us, high in rank and fully trusted. وَقَالَ الْمَلِكُ اتُونِي بِهِ أستخلصه لنفسي فلما كلمه قال إنك اليوم لدينا مكين أمين قال اجعلني على خزائن الأرض إني حفيظ عليم. He said, Yusuf said, set me over the storehouses over the land, and I will indeed guard them with full knowledge as a minister, يعني to look after them. وكذلك مكنا ليوسف في الأرض يتبوأ منها حيث يشاء نصيب برحمتنا من نشاء ولا نضيع أجر المحسنين. أي والله. Thus did we give full authority to Yusuf in the land to take possession therein when or where he likes. We bestow of our mercy on whom we will, and we make not to be lost the reward of the muhsineen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of the muhsineen, keep us far away from falling into transgression, falling into sin and disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah make us of those who take from these stories lessons and benefit. For indeed, these are beautiful parables, beautiful lessons that we can benefit from. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه الغفور الرحيم. And inshallah, the next lesson is not advertised, but we will ask the brothers to mention it, and that will be on Sunday, inshallah, after Maghrib. Sunday after Maghrib, because I'm traveling Monday, inshallah, so we'll make it Sundays easier. And we try to finish the rest of the surah, inshallah. The question here is, what are the minor forms of shirk that is common upon a layman? Na'am. The minor forms of shirk that the scholars have mentioned, na'am, the Messenger himself said, أَخْوَفُ مَا أَخَافُ عَلَيْكُمْ الرِّيَاءُ. Shirk al-asghar, that is al-riya', showing off, doing things for the people. That is minor shirk. But it is, if you take all the major sins, it is worse than a major sin, because it's shirk. So take a major sin, like fornication, like adultery, like riba. Minor shirk is worse. So when it's called minor, doesn't mean it's minor. It's not minor, it's minor in terms of major shirk, yes. But it's a severe thing that will lead you into, that could lead you to major, if you persist upon it, and if you could, and if you do not make tawbah, and if you do not turn back to Allah, and if you do not, and if you show arrogance, for example, then, masallah salama. But minor shirk, for example, showing off. Another minor shirk that the scholars speak about is to swear by other than Allah. Na'am. Like you say, we have heard some people, when I was in Cairo one time, they used to say, one Nabi. One Nabi. What is one Nabi? They call upon the Rasul. They swear by the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's common in many of the people there. And this is wrong. We don't swear by anyone but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Swear by Allah. إِذَا حَلَفْتَ فَلْ نَعَمْ فَلْيَحْلِفْ بِاللَّهِ. Whoever makes an oath, then let him swear by Allah, not by anyone else. Not by anyone else, but to swear by Allah
subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَاحْفَظُوا أَيْمَانَكُمْ. And also to protect that oath that you make. Don't make it easy upon your tongue just to swear by Allah and you're lying. What is the first approach to giving da'wah? The first approach, manhaj, the first tariqah, or the first way approach. If you mean, what is the first call, is tawheed. What is the first approach? With your manners, and with your good speech, with kindness, to encourage the people to accept Islam, with that first. Call them to that. First approach is the approach of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with knowledge, not with ignorance. First approach, go to the book by Sheikh Salih Fawzan called Sifat al-Da'i al-Najih, the attributes of the successful caller. And he mentions in there, with aqeedah, with beautiful preaching, نعم ادعو إلى سبيل ربك بالحكمة والموعظة الحسنة, good preaching with wisdom. These are all different ways that you can, these are the ways that the Prophet ﷺ mentioned in giving da'wah, with beautiful preaching, with encouragement, with your actions, with knowledge, with ilm. نعم قل هذه سبيل أدعو إلى الله على بصيرة. أدعو إلى الله means إخلاص, calling to Allah with إخلاص, and على بصيرة with knowledge, أنا ومن يتبعني, I and whoever follows me, so with knowledge. Can't give da'wah with ignorance. What is the first approach to giving da'wah? Giving da'wah to your family. قُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَهْلِكُمْ نَارًا. Approach your family first. Those who are close to you, your children. تَقُوا اللَّهِ فِي أَوْلَادِكُمْ. Fear Allah concerning your children. كَفَى بِالْمَرْءِ إِثْمًا يَضِيعَ مَنْ يَعُولُ. It is enough sin for a person that discards his own children. نعم. So look to your family members, your brothers, your sisters, their children. نعم. Look to your aunties, look to your immediate family, your children, your wife, and ask and make dua for them. The approach of dua as well for them, supplicating for them. Allah guides whom He wills. But look, Abu Hurairah, his mother was not a Muslim. And look, he strove. He went to the Rasulullah ﷺ, make dua for her. Allah, and then after she became Muslim. If you just can sit down and relax and then say, oh, they're not Muslim. And then, no, strive. Keep going. We have good manners towards them. SubhanAllah. A lot of people, wallahi, they can't wait to accept Islam. But they just need that extra push. They just need that extra push. And a lot of people you find, they are generally good at heart. They want to do good, and they just don't know how to do it. So you show them how by showing them in a good way. Bringing everything back to Tawheed. Don't get diverted with politics, like we have with the political activists. They get diverted with talking about this and talking about that. You know, and with politics, you'll never finish. But with Tawheed, bring it back to Tawheed. Bring it back to sincerity. Bring it back to why we are here. Why we are here. If it's some, look at the people you are talking to. First approach, look at the people you're talking to. The Prophet said to Mu'adh ibn Jabal, you're going to the people of the book. Radiallahu anhu. You're going to the people of the book. He said that to him, Sheikh Fawzan said, to enable him to prepare himself before he goes to them. That he was prepared with what they have of dalala, of misguidance. So the people, your approach is going to be with knowledge based upon what their dalala is. So if you go to a people, you should know what their dalala is, what their misguidance is. If it's Christians, you should be prepared. And what they have. If it's Hindus, again prepared. Christians, Hindus, whatever religion they are, be prepared. And Muslims, again be prepared. There are different types of sects out there. Be prepared. Before you give them da'wah, your approach is an approach of preparation. So the question is general, but there are so many affairs regarding it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those who are callers with our actions before our speech. أَقُولُ قَوْلِي هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ أَسْتَغْفِرُ وَنَغْفُرُ الرَّحِيمُ. Inshallah, we'll finish on Sunday, inshallah.